sparing no expense, we have flown in Ted Kristoff, Kristoff and Sons floor covering, Patrick O'Dowd from the Chamber. What is Jack Stober?
Jackstober, Greg, I'm glad you asked. It's a celebration of all things Jackson all month long. So normally in October, the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce puts on Jackspo, which is a business exposition. Unfortunately, due to COVID, we were not able to have Jackspo. So Haley Hoffman, our brilliant marketing assistant, came up with the idea for Jackstober, which is a celebration of all things Jackson all month long. So we're asking everybody to get on social media, take a selfie at their favorite restaurant, favorite business, favorite destination in Jackson County, hashtag Jackstober. Hashtag Jackson, Michigan. Tag the Jackson Chamber, and they could be registered to win $1,000 in gift cards. We're also doing a featured business of the day, and that's why Ted joined me on the helicopter flight out here this morning, because Kristoff and Sons is today's featured business of the day.
Yay, oh, wow. Good morning. Yeah. So we are going to celebrate Jackstober by offering Coney Dogs, our family's recipe.
I'm
from,
there.
You come on over between 11 and 1.
Is there a limit?
No, but there might be a contest if we get challenged. So
I'm in.
So come on over. I got Tommy's hot dog cart. If you remember Tommy on Detroit Street, that was my cousin Tommy, and got my Uncle George's recipe, kind of a blend between Uncle George and Uncle Van. Sporting my Virginia Coney Island shirt and my hot dog socks, and we're just going to have a good time. Plus, everyone who stops in mentions Jackstober, we're having a drawing for $500 in-store credit. So come on in, sign up. You don't have to buy anything. Have a Coney. Check out our new store and celebrate all things good about Jackson.
How's things going at the new store?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I literally do not believe it every day. How busy it is and how wonderful it is. Our staff is great. Our customers are wonderful. Bridge or no bridge, closing or no closing, it doesn't matter. Which we're real excited about getting a new bridge, but that building is just such a blessing to us.
Yeah. So, Pat, what, a new business every day for the month?
Yep, we're going to feature 31 businesses. The Chamber is going to send out an email. We have a special Jackstober email that goes out. You can sign up for that at jacksonchamber.org/Jackstober. That's J-A-X-T-O-B-E-R, Jackstober. So we're going to feature a business every day. We're going to feature a fun fact about Jackson. Experience Jackson, our Convention and Visitors Bureau, is a sponsor, as is the radio station. So we're going to put out fun facts of Jackson, and we're going to put a destination of the day, too. So we're just trying to encourage everybody, you know, stay away from the politics, stay away from Amazon Prime, keep the money local, and brag about your community. Have a little community pride. Just drown out the negativity that we see about COVID and about the politics and the clown show we seen the other night, and just make it a fun month. Support your local business owners. Support the community.
So what's the next business after Kristoff? Do we know?
Well, if I was better at my job, I would have the list in front of me, Greg.
Do you have a whole list for the month? Or
I don't think we have a list. We have a list of the $20 gift cards. That's a great idea. We figured we would announce the business in that email that comes out in the morning. So
okay.
I think being that Ted's on the board and you've just called me out in front of him, I think that there will be a list created probably about 7 minutes after I get off the helicopter.
Sorry about that. This is live radio.
Breaking news.
Yep.
Haley Hoffman just informed me there is, in fact, a list of the sponsored businesses.
Okay.
So, again, if I was better at my job, I would know.
So how do we get that list, Haley?
Haley. I can print it off.
Oh, okay.
Post it.
On social.
Yeah, we'll post it.
We'll post it today.
Okay.
We'll post it today. We're excited, though.
I was just curious.
Hey. It's
that's what they pay me to do.
It's a great question. You're an investigative journalist, and you just uncovered
I'll post it today at the hot dog stand.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yep. Come
so
over to Kristoff's.
11 o'clock.
Start.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock?
Yep.
Okay.
Greg, would you be interested in having a hot dog eating contest with me?
No, but I'm interested in a hot dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll
for
work.
Sure. Yeah. The other event, there's a kids event this weekend that's kind of mysterious.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a kids entrepreneurial event at the American One Event Center this weekend. There's going to be it's geared towards children businesses. A lot of people don't know, but we have young entrepreneurs in the community. You know, as young as I think Daniel Mahoney's youngest daughter is 7, and she's part of a sister's smoothie business. So there's a lot of different stories like that in town where the parents have had that entrepreneurial spirit. They've passed it on to the next generation. So get out to the American One Center this Saturday and support some of our future businesses and future business leaders.
Well, can I mention that my youngest son, Parker, is studying business and entrepreneurship, and we got that Tommy's Hot Dog cart because I said, this is going to be one of your best classes. You're going to learn how to make conies and sell them. So today they're free, but this COVID thing has kind of shut it down. I said, we're going to put you at the corner of the Stout Jackson and start selling some conies. That's good entrepreneurship right there.
Yeah, and that's how it seems to go. It's passed from one generation to the other. I know you mentioned uncles, aunts, and a lot of other people that have been entrepreneurs. So come out, again, American One Event Center, and there's actually a pitch competition as well. I think 10 businesses will be pitching, and there's a $500 for the first prize, $300 for second, and $100 for third. So there's some money to be won for these young entrepreneurs, and I'm sure there's going to be an opportunity for public input after the pitches. So just really excited about that. For more information, you can call the chamber, 782-8221. If you know Commissioner Daniel Mahoney, you can give him a call. And then it's going to be all over social media as well.
Ted, how's the business bouncing back here?
Well, our industry, construction industry in general, is just flying off the charts because everyone's staying at home. There's a little bit more stimulus money. They aren't going on trips. They're nesting. They're replacing flooring, painting, adding decks. So it's very, very busy.
A lot of remodeling.
New construction. And, you know, there's some core businesses that have really struggled. I think about, you know, bowlings and hair salons and things that really were put down for struggled for a long time to get back to business. But construction was put back early in May, and we've been going strong. And part of it was because, you know, safety protocols is in our DNA. So for us to adjust to a COVID safety was not difficult for at all. So,
okay, you guys are known for floors, but with the new store, you've added so much more, haven't you?
We sure have. We haven't officially launched our kitchen cabinet business yet, although we are selling them. We have designers that are designing kitchens, and everything that goes along with the kitchen cabinets, the countertops, the sinks, the faucets, backsplashes, in addition to window treatments, and now we're doing soft window treatments, so like drapes and things, they're becoming popular again, wallpaper. And so anything decorating, we're truly becoming a design center, ones that you do not have to travel for. So a lot of people think, well, you want quality, you got to move out of town. You do not. And you will be amazed at the selection we have. It amazes me. Our staff just keeps coming up with these great ideas, and we just follow up and move forward. So come on in and see.
Hot dogs at 11.
Hot dogs at 11.
At Christoph's.
And they can win. Ted's giving away $500 in store credit. So even if you're not buying anything today, stop out to the store, check it out. If you mention Jackstober, you're entered to win a $500 in-store credit.
That's right.
One lucky winner. It's going to be announced on social media.
Yep. Well, today at 5 o'clock.
Today at 5 o'clock. So get a dog, get registered to win. You might be the lucky winner of Jackstober $1,000. If not, you might be the lucky winner of $500 store credit from Christoph & Sons.
Hey, thanks, guys, for
coming
out.